Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The voice you hear, not Chad Hartman's. It's Adam Carter filling in for Chad both today and tomorrow. And let's get right into it. It is the biggest story of the day. The Pfizer vaccine reaching FDA approval. By the way, President Biden scheduled to speak on that in about 20 minutes from now. We plan to carry the president's address. But it is the biggest story, and we thought we'd get a guest on right away, and it's a good guest. Thanks to Dan Cook for booking. Dr. Scott Ratson, he is health communications expert with the City University of New York Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy. Dr. Ratson, thank you so much for taking time with us on WCCO Radio today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Adam. Happy to be here today with you.
My first question is the impact that this has now that the FDA has given it approval. We've heard so many people who are hesitant saying, well, it hasn't been approved by the FDA. How much of a dent will this make into that unvaccinated population?
Well, the good news is that everybody who's listening to your show who's been vaccinated should have extra confidence that not only the emergency use authorization and the proof that this vaccine has been working, but also those who perhaps have not been vaccinated yet or are on the fence should now have extra confidence that it's time for them to get vaccinated. And this FDA approval is terrific, but we also know 160 million plus people have had successful experience with the vaccine, and that's the good news as well.
Do you think that there's a certain part of the population that really was waiting for this FDA approval and will go get the vaccine? How high do you think that number figure is percentage-wise?
Sure. Well, sure, Adam. We've been measuring people's hesitance in vaccination in general, but even more specifically with COVID vaccination over the last year. And we have seen some people who we call hesitant or those not having the full confidence on the fence. And those people in our surveys that show basically 3 to 5% will now move right away and get vaccinated. But I think now we also, with the Delta variant and the threat that we have, everybody should move. So I'm hoping that our surveys have underestimated because 3 to 5% is not enough. But it is enough, hopefully, now that your listeners, whether they're big corporations, employers, also should make this vaccine mandatory now that they now have full approval.
That was going to be my next question that I wanted to piggyback on about but companies and even smaller governments. We've heard about mandates. Will more companies and even maybe cities feel more confident in issuing vaccine mandates now that there's an FDA approval here?
Well, absolutely, Adam. I mean, we've been looking at this for a while with our activity called CONVINCE, which is actually an acronym which stands for COVID New Vaccine Information Communication and Engagement. And we have business partners to convince, which is supported with the U.S. Council for International Business. So here we have big corporations that have been looking already to educate and inform. But now that, we have this full approval, I think corporations will now make it mandatory to have the double jab, the two vaccines, as well as the potential for people who are working to have boosters when they're appropriate. So if I were, again, your listeners, whether at a workplace or employing anywhere from 2 to 20,000 people, whatever the number is, the workplace should also be a place that we have confidence that we're around people that are vaccinated. And we think this FDA approval is going to make a huge difference. And you've already seen, big corporations sign on, United Airlines, Google, Bank of America, just over the weekend, Microsoft. I mean, there is a movement to have vaccinations mandated that people can feel confident that they're not going to get sick from coworkers or others in their workplace.
Talking to Dr. Scott Ratson, he's with the CUNY School of Public Health and co-founder of CONVINCE. You mentioned it there. Tell me about this this effort and how long it's been around and what the goal is?
Sure, Adam. You know, we've been studying vaccine hesitance for a while, and unfortunately, we've now seen it play out more so. Before COVID, we've had measles outbreaks in different parts of the country, and we were even pointing out at that point that we needed to have more federal action, that when you have states and school boards and local levels, oftentimes their decisions are not always made that are in the best interest of citizens. So we put together a public-private coalition, and mostly now of corporations and other actors that are engaged to move to convince people with appropriate communication and education and policies that are supportive from good public health practice. I'm a public health physician specializing in communication, and communication is the fundamental aspect of what we need to get out of this pandemic.
On that note, I remember at the very start of this pandemic and the comparisons made to 1918. And one article I remember reading talked about the lack of clear information from governments to get people the right information about Spanish flu back then. And I find it interesting that here we are talking about people who still have hesitancy. When this started, and I guess through this process over the last 18 months, have you been surprised with how many people simply are just saying no to the vaccine, or was that predictable?
Well, we believe it was predictable. We ran a survey last summer, now summer of 2020, of 19 countries, and had confidence levels of people saying they would get a vaccine when it were approved, anywhere only from 50 to 75%. The U.S. was somewhat in the middle there. So we knew this was going to be an issue. We basically could have predicted, once you had supply outstripping demand, which we crossed over probably in March or April, that the avid seekers of vaccines had got their two doses, that there then would be this wait-and-see population that we started to call hesitant. But we also think that we haven't mentioned the role of physicians. If doctors have these vaccines in their offices, they could convince hesitant people probably faster or better than others as well. So you are right. This has been since, whether it's 1918, we've had issues with childhood vaccination, and we have been able to fuel with the misinformation on, if I can be straight, on the internet and what I call the cyber-gated communities of Facebook and others that let people foster false theories and untruths that hinder public health progress when it comes to vaccination.
Back to the mandates you might face from a corporation and how that helps the individual feel safer in getting the vaccine. Is that just simply, look, if I don't take this, I'm going to get fired, so I'm going to take it? Or is there like a collective psychology to, okay, this seems more safe now that my company or my corporation that I work for is mandating this?
Yeah, well, when we've been asking the surveys, we've been asking, would you follow your employer's recommendation? Would you follow the government's recommendation? Would you follow your physician's recommendation? And first and foremost, the physician or the healthcare provider is number one. People will follow more. But next on the list is often both the government and the employer. And I say often the government because the central government is going to be different when you're listening to your mayor, your governor, or the president. So the employers consistently test high, and we believe that the employer can continue to make the difference at not only a CEO level, but already down to the line manager, so units could feel healthy. And frankly, corporations have made a difference in curbing lung cancer with smoke-free workplaces. It took a while, but it's not normal to go be smoking at work anymore. Now, you can't see people who are unvaccinated, but if you put the rules in place, people will feel more confident. And frankly, we've already started to see some insurers that will charge more just as they do for smokers, that maybe that will start to happen also for the unvaccinated. So there'll be other behavioral economics or nudges that will help make a difference as well for people.
Dr. Scott Ratson with the CUNY School of Public Health, co-founder of Convince. Can you tell us what off-the-label use is and how that comes into play now that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved?
Well, off-label use is a pejorative term that has been used for medicines and other areas. Unfortunately, off-label means that it's something that was not necessarily approved directly on the label by the FDA. In terms of this, I don't know if people will be experimenting, but it's certainly something that you can't experiment without having the trusted provider, and that should be, you should follow the advice of your physician. If you do have access, whether it's a CVS Health or other chain store, that is also giving vaccines. You have to follow their protocol, and you know, all of this, I think, will follow what's been approved. That, you know, as you mentioned at the start of the show, that will be discussed later by, you know, President Biden.
And we also had, you know, I think Moderna was about a month behind Pfizer in seeking FDA approval. Can we anticipate that the Moderna vaccine would be receive full approval within a month here?
I think there is anticipation that the mRNA vaccines, which seem to be safe, have been effective, and are, you know, certainly higher than other ones. So and Moderna was just weeks behind on the emergency use authorization with Pfizer. So I think the similar timing, it's a projection, but you know, hopefully they have all the clinical data in, just as they have been working on the under 18 population, as we know that 12 to 17 year olds should be getting vaccinated as well.
Dr. Ratzen, fascinating conversation. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time today.
Well, thanks, Adam, and good luck to all of you and all of your listeners that hopefully will, if they haven't been vaccinated, will get it as soon as possible, and make sure you get both doses as well.
It's Dr. Scott Ratzen, health communications expert with the City University of New York, CUNY, Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy, and also a co-founder of Convince, which works to educate people on the vaccine and its efficacy. And now FDA approval. Lots of folks would text us when we talk about vaccines saying it's not even approved yet. It was a legitimate concern. I mean, when I got the Moderna vaccine, I remember sitting in Cub Foods getting the shots, and they give you the sheets, and they're in bold letters. It says, this is not an FDA-approved vaccine. That gave me hesitancy, even though I was fully on board with getting the vaccine. Are you one of those people who said, you know what, I'm not getting it until it's FDA-approved? Well, you don't have that excuse anymore for Pfizer. 651-989-9226. Text us. Does this change your mind at all if you were hesitant before about getting the vaccine? 651-989-9226. Adam's in for Chad on a Monday. We'll set up the rest of the show when we return on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.